Where does all your money go? 1-800-330-9999. One of the fastest growing hobbies in the country that also is expensive, collecting plants. Yeah.
What?
Here's a woman talking about it.
I do have to have some plants, but this year I'm going to try not to spend $3,000 just on plants.
What?
God only knows how much I spent on the pot and the soil and all of that jazz. This can be a pretty expensive hobby.
Producer Sean Raven, were you aware that it can cost thousands of dollars to collect plants?
You know, I do remember, for whatever reason, I was looking at houseplants a while back, and somebody explained to me that there are fancy houseplants, and then there are regular, like, budget ones.
Oh, yeah.
And the fancy ones I saw are expensive. But, you know, I mean, that's clearly an addiction just like any other. She spent $3,000 on houseplants in 1 year. That's a lot.
Where's all your money go?
And how come you're not keeping them alive? Right, if you buy them one time, keep them going.
Raven, where does all your money go?
Gosh, you know, I woke up this morning and the strangest thing, I'm putting on my sneakers and I'm feeling like it's going to streaming services because I haven't watched anything on Paramount Plus for like, I don't know, 4 months. And they just told me that Yellowstone's not coming back to like next December. I can't find the email to cancel it. So I just feel like today all my money's going there.
Right.
All my money's going to streaming services.
I was going to say, it's funny too, because all my streaming services personally, they all come out. The bills all come out on the same exact day. You know, so it's like
you remember
for like all six of them, like right one day.
Time. Right, right.
Melissa, how about you? Where's all your money go?
I have this obsession when I travel and I buy these Pandora charms. I literally cannot stop buying them. So every city, every country has their own specific charm, and you can only get it there. And as soon as I land in a country or I land in a new city, I'm buying charms.
Let me just ask you, I mean, how are you wearing all these charms?
What
are you
on the bracelet?
It sounds like a lot of weight, though.
They were
right?
Very
I mean, if you're
popular.
Getting it every time you travel, every time you go someplace where they got a store, they got a lot of malls.
Give me your address. I'm going to mail you mine because I don't even know what to do with my bracelet anymore.
Right?
I have so many charms. Like, remember when they were really in like a while ago?
And it was an easy gift. It was the thing that you would give every holiday, stocking stuffer.
And they were expensive. The charms were like between $65 and a couple $100 each. They were really expensive.
They do.
And they came out with a million other things.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, the Pandora jewelry is beautiful. I keep thinking like one day they'll come back in style and I'll give it to one of my girls. But I don't know. I might as well just send it to you.
You'll have a vintage one.
I have seven. I actually have seven bracelets full of charms.
She's like, don't send them. I don't need them. Yeah.
Producer Sean, where's all your money go?
You know, the obvious answer should be my stepson Isaac and my son Booker. But aside from that, I think gaming. Me and Rachel are big gamers, so we do spend a lot of money on gaming.
So what do you pay? Like, I don't know. So video consoles, that's what you spend money on, and games?
Well, yeah, consoles and games, and like, you know, like I have Xbox and Microsoft. I pay like a fee of like $65 a year for like, you know, unlimited play and all that.
Oh.
I didn't know that they were charging right now for play. Like, I knew you could get enhancements on your games, like an extra outfit or coins or weapon or whatever.
Oh yeah, I don't play into that.
Okay.
Like, those
skins,
are just ridiculous.
The skins.
They're expensive and they're stupid.
Yeah.
Well, how about you? Where's all your money go? 1-800-330-9999. Where does all your money go? What do you spend all your money on? 1-800-330-9999. One of the biggest rising hobbies across the country is collecting plants, and you can spend over $3,000 a year doing that. Imagine explaining to somebody like, yeah, no, I spent all my money on plants. It's a thing.
It's crazy, right? And you think about it, too. Like, I mean, this is probably stereotypical, but I think a lot of times when I think of houseplants and people having a lot of them, I think you might be retired, right? Yeah. You've got a little bit more time on your hands or whatever. Imagine what percentage of the budget is if $3,000 is going to some sort of orchid. That's insane.
Raven, producer John, I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Where's all your money go? Let's see. My daughter's competition dance team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got some friends that could definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Really, I mean, just kid activities in general, like hockey parents, too. I hear it all the time from my aunt.
As soon as you mention a sport and they say that it's travel or regional, big bucks.
Or it's got gear.
Big bucks. Oh, yeah.
Pads.
Another text says braces. I have three in braces right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that used to be the worst one, the biggest one you were afraid of hearing.
Oh, no. You know who topped her? You know who topped her? College. I have four kids in college right now.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that even possible?
You got to spread the kids out.
That's just.
Yeah.
Poor planning.
You're not going for your PhD. I got news for you. Your younger brother is going into school next year.
Hannah
I can't
says,
do it.
Hannah says that's a you problem.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. John, how about you? What do you spend all your money on?
Oh my gosh, music equipment. Honestly, I hear $3,000 about the plants and I'm like, oh, that's nothing.
Right.
When you play music, are you kidding me? You have one guitar for $1,500. You got 3-4 pedals. Those things are about $200-$300 a pop. Then you need a pedal board to put the pedals on. That's another $200
oh,
right there.
No.
Add in some wires, XLR cables, quarter inch cables, a little bit of that. And then an amp. I haven't even gotten to an amp yet. What, are you going to get a combo? Are you going to get a head and cabinet? That's about $1,500 to $1,000.
You
right
should
there.
Just quit. That yep. seems like too much.
Right yeah. at this moment, yep. somebody is breaking into John's car and apartment.
Yeah,
right now.
That's
they're
right.
kicking in your door.
Lisa, where's all your money go?
My kid's socks. I buy socks every other week, I feel like. I don't know what they do with them, but I spend a lot of money on socks every year.
You want to know what? I had a Halloween party at my house, and I had a bounce house there. So the kids, for some reason, all took off their socks to go inside.
They should leave them on.
Forget it. They're kids. They do what they want. But I could not believe I keep finding socks all over the yard, and I keep wondering, how did these kids get home? They just nobody took their socks back?
Right.
Like, no parent was like, where's your socks?
Right. Yeah. They just accept it as a loss.
Yeah.
Just say, no, we went to a party. We're not coming home with socks, clearly.
Socks are a big thing. Yeah. I feel like I'm always buying socks.
Yeah. If I lose one sock, yeah. I'm torn up about it for a week and a half. I'm checking the dryer, laundry room, everywhere. These kids, not a care in the world.
Hey, Lauren, what do you spend all your money on?
Grocery shopping. It's brutal.
That's because the prices are so high. Mm. Everyone talks about it, but it's true. When you get to checkout and that number pops up and it's so much more than you've ever paid before, it hurts.
God forbid that you want to go organic. Oh. Forget it.
Well, you got to refi your house. Hey, Sarah, where's all your money go?
It is going to Orange Theory.
It's a workout place. I know Raven has no idea what Orange Theory Fitness is.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So is it like a super fancy smancy place?
It's like classes. Like it's good, but mm-hmm. it definitely runs you a pretty penny. But I'm holding out that maybe I'll have time to start going again.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst. The worst feeling ever, right? Still committed, still yeah. paying. Not going.
Don't feel bad. When I see that fee from Peloton every month show up on my bill, I'm like, oh,
exactly.
gosh, another month. Yeah.